5 minutes after the hour, and time to check out our feature artist tonight, trumpeter Ted Kersen. He passed away in 2012. Was a very active musician, expatriate, lived in Europe for many years, and was kind of prolific in the early 60s and 70s. We're going to play a track here to start things off, which is from his first album that he recorded on with Cecil Taylor, 1959. This is on United Artists on record, and then Blue Note reissued it on CD maybe 15 years ago or so. It's called Love for Sale. Cecil Taylor Quintet with Ted Kersen on trumpet, Bill Barron on tenor. Cecil's at the piano, Beal Neidlinger bass, and Dennis Charles drums. We're going to hear Little Lees from the album, Cecil Taylor Quintet. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to remind you that we don't applaud here at the showplace or wherever we're working. So restrain your applause, and if you must applaud, wait till the end of the set, and it won't even matter then. The reason is that we are interrupted by your noise. In fact, don't even take any drinks or no cash register ringing, etc. I'd like to introduce the musicians in the Jazz Workshop. Danny Richmond drums, Eric Dolphy, alto saxophone, clarinet, bassoon, oboe, flute. Did I miss anything? Ted Kirsten, trumpet. I'd like to open the set with a composition that's based on a folk song form, has no title yet, so it'll probably appear on a record someplace titled something like, what could replace Opus? Like Opus, oh, New Series 1, Folk Series.
Thank you.
Charles Mingus from the album on the Candid label. That was a track called Folk Forms from 1960. Ted Kersen, trumpet, Eric Dolphy on reeds, Charles Mingus, bass, Danny Richman, heard there on drums. Great track. Before that, we heard from Cecil Taylor, the album Love for Sale, and a very early Ted Kersen track with Cecil called Little Lees from 1959, originally on the United Artists label. Just dropped some CDs and reissued on the Blue Note label. We're going to hear a couple of cuts from a couple of early Ted Kersen albums released under his own name. This one came out under his own name first. I believe this is from 61. Came out on the Old Town label on record, and then Boplicity reissued it on CD. Really nice band with Jimmy Garrison on bass, Kenny Drew piano, Ted Kersen's on trumpet, Bill Barron on tenor, Roy Haynes on drums, and we're going to hear a cut called Nasruk, which is Kersen spelled backwards. Ted Kersen, tonight's feature artist. Thank you. Music from Ted Kersen, tonight's feature artist. This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. That was a tune from Tears for Dolphy album, a piece called 7-4 Funny Time from the album. A real nice Ted Kersen record. One of my favorites, I say along with a record he did with Booker Irvin for the label. A really great band with Herb Buschler bass, Dick Burke drums, Bill Barron on tenor, Ted Kersen on trumpet. That was recorded for the Freedom label, and it's probably 63-ish or something like that on the date, around the date. Then we heard from his first album, Plenty of Horn, before that, and a cut called Nasruk. 18 minutes in front of the hour, and up next we're going to switch to an Archie Shepp piece called Hambone from one of his early Impulse albums. This has Ted Kersen on trumpet with Virgil Jones, Joseph Orange and Ashley Fennell on trombone, Archie Shepp tenor, Marion Brown alto, Reggie Johnson, David Isenson on bass, Joe Chambers, and Roger Blank drums, and Fred Pirtles on baritone saxophone. I think the date on this is like 64-ish, 65, 1965. Archie Shepp. Thank you. This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University.
Thank you.
Cool track there from Bill Barron with Ted Kersen. Bill Barron on tenor, Ted Kersen trumpet, Kenny Barron piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Frankie Dunlop on drums. Frankie Dunlop, I guess I never really, haven't thought about him a lot lately, but he's not on a lot of things besides some great Monk albums, so that's kind of interesting. He's on this tune called Oriental Impressions. A great track. I was really digging the tenor and trumpet solo on that piece. That was from an LP reissued in the 80s called Nebula. I think the original album was called Tenor Stylings. 2.5 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Destination Out. I'll be right back.